Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. We'll do a lot more than just talk during this program. While listening to and participating in this show, you'll learn specific action strategies that will help take your physique to the next level. Training, nutrition, supplementation, and mental strategies will all be discussed. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe, and he has done so for over 18 years. He has authored 10 books, produced 7 DVDs that have educated and empowered bodybuilders in 52 countries around the world. He has contributed his writing to several international magazines. Skip is an accomplished speaker, author, and success coach with over 25 years' experience in the personal development and motivation field. The seminars that he conducts around the world help men break through their challenges, reach their true potential, transform their lives, and achieve their dreams. He operates several businesses, including his bodybuilding and training website, www.skiplacour.com. We invite you to participate in Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show by talking to Skip Live and dialing 347-326-9145. Write the phone number down right now. That number again is 347-326-9145. You can also contribute to the show by joining our live chat room. You will need to register with a free account to participate in the chat room, so log in right now. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
Welcome to this bodybuilding and training talk radio show. I am Skip LaCour. I'm here to help you get to the next level. And so what is that for you? Is it something with your training, your nutrition, motivation? What's next level for you? What are your plans right now to get there? And how can I help you get more clear on what you want and then find the most effective strategies to get there? It all starts with knowing what you want. What do you want out of this hour that you're investing to propel your training, your passion for training, to develop your physique to the next level? What is it that you want to get at this hour? Define it right now, and you'll have a better chance of getting to it. A great way to have me help you directly is by calling into this show. The phone number is 347-326-9145. That number is 347-326-9145. Get some free coaching. I've helped thousands of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts all over the world through my website at www.skiplacour.com, through live seminars around the world, one-on-one phone consultation. This is your chance, instead of paying hundreds of dollars through a phone consultation, this is a time for you to call in right now for free and get a few minutes of coaching. Get some clarity. You know, sometimes all it takes is one distinction, one strategy, one new way of looking at the same old thing that makes all the difference in the world. And listening to this show today, calling in with your questions, chatting in the chat room, getting in the habit of listening to this show every week, those distinctions, those strategies will come to you. They'll seem like they come from nowhere. They'll be magically appearing to you. Actually, it is that you know what you want and then the information will be presented. That's just how it works. Sometimes it's even a lot more simple than that. You have so much drive, you have so much passion, you're reading all the material, you're checking out websites, you're doing everything that you know up until this point to get the best results. And sometimes you just have a little bit of uncertainty. You're just not very confident that what you're doing is the right thing to get you where you want to go. Listening to this show today, listening to this show every week, listening to other callers on the line sharing their experience, sometimes all you'll do is go, hey, wow, everything that I'm doing is right now. I just need to keep on keeping on. In other words, all you need is validation from a coach, a friend, a big brother like me, the validation that what you're doing is right, so keep on doing it. and put your energy in a focused manner to what you're doing instead of being all over the place with uncertainty, lack of confidence, fielding a whole bunch of different ideas from a whole bunch of different people. Some of them may or may not know what they're talking about. So this is your chance. Take advantage of the show. Listen to the show every single week. This week we're going to continue on a topic that we started last week, and it's the 10 stupid things that bodybuilders do to mess up their training habits. Okay, now I use that term loosely. I'm being a little bit humorous to get your attention when I say 10 stupid things that bodybuilders do. Of course, it's not stupid. Through my experience, throughout all the years, all the emails, all the coaching, people run in patterns, and there's certain common mistakes that bodybuilders make. Through my efforts, writing of my books and the articles in the magazines, well, my job is to take all the information that I've gathered through thousands of people just like you around the world who have the same goal as you, to improve their physique, and assemble all that so we all can benefit. So when I say the 10 stupid things, these are some of the common mistakes, breaking down how to look at it in a more empowered way to take action. These are the most common mistakes. So last week we talked about a few things. Number one, the bodybuilders who make those stupid mistakes, they confuse activity in the gym for intensity. Some bodybuilders show up in the gym on a consistent basis, and for that I applaud you. That's why I don't call these stupid mistakes, because a lot of these, the best intentions are there. They have the drive. They have the determination. It's just that, you know, it doesn't work that way. Just trying, just hoping, just being dedicated doesn't necessarily work. You need better, more effective strategy, especially if you're going to do this over the long haul. I want to be talking to all of you who are training in the gym. I want to be talking to you 15 years from now, because you've had so much momentum, success, so much of an understanding and comfort of the physique building process, your training in the gym, your eating strategies. Because I'll tell you, out here right now, we have quite a few members in the chat room. Again, I encourage you to call up and get some free coaching. That number is 347-326-9145. As we go through the 10 stupid things that bodybuilders do to mess up your training habits, we can mix in this seminar or this lecture material. We'll bring you in and answer your specific questions. And that can be about training, nutrition, supplementation, motivation, anything. So call in. I see quite a few people in the chat room. Go ahead and have a discussion there. I can see what you're typing while the show's in progress, so I can comment on that. Call and let me answer your specific questions. A lot of times people who train in the gym, they're really passionate. They read certain material, and they say, well, how does that apply to me and my situation? Everybody's different. Every situation's different. And that's kind of a disempowering mindset. Because most of the time, we're not so different. It's just the amount of effort and understanding that we apply to what we're doing, and I can help you break through that. So point number one, bodybuilders who make stupid mistakes that confuse activity in the gym for intensity. They show up on a consistent basis, yet they don't train with the right intensity. And intensity, you hear that word thrown around in the bodybuilding magazines, you hear it thrown around on the websites, intensity, intensity, intensity. You have to train with intensity. Then you go to the gym and you see the big stud in the gym who's sweating hard, working hard. He's there all the time. And he says, hey, I train with intensity. At the same time, you see the 98-pound guy in the gym who's inconsistent, who does a lot of talking. He thinks he trains with a lot of intensity. So obviously they have two different standards of intensity, yet they both think they're training with intensity. So I'm going to redefine what intensity is. Intensity is getting the most bang for your buck. It's putting zeal, passion, focus in every set, every rep, every exercise, every workout, and stringing that together for weeks, for months, for 6 months, for a year. And it's that ever increasing. No. You know, you shouldn't even tell yourself that you train with intensity, because that's setting up like you're already there. Intensity is that it's like you're reaching for something that's always just a little bit out of reach. When you look at intensity in that matter and you continually strive for more, along with a lot of the training habits we talk about, you start applying those, you'll see intensity is something that will grow and grow and grow and grow. You can't think that they're there. Just like in life, you can't think, hey, I got this life thing down. You're constantly challenged in different areas, and you have to shoot for that higher level. You got to strive for that higher level of excellence with every exercise, set, and rep, everything you perform, and push yourself to train harder. The second mistake is they confuse training volume with training effectiveness. Again, this is another stupid mistake that's commonly made, that bodybuilders confuse training volume with training effectiveness. This is another one of those mistakes that are made with the best intentions in their heart, with passion and drive. They believe that the more effort they put into the gym, that they must be doing their body a good thing. And because they're there for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week, however much of that volume, they put less effort into the effectiveness, what they're doing, all the different execution techniques, the mindset techniques, the training strategies. We'll talk about the Max OT training principles throughout this particular show and in the shows in the future. Max OT training, maximum overload training. It's about getting the most effectiveness out of your training. That means the best results in the shortest period of time. Max O training is developed through AST Sports Science, sports nutrition company, and it's the most effective, most efficient training system that I have tried. And I know a lot of you out there have tried a lot of different strategies. You kind of adapt them to what you think your body needs. I did the same thing. I was in the same position you are. In fact, all of these stupid things that bodybuilders do to mess up their training habits, I've done all these things myself. So, and when I ran into the Max OT training program, it's just the most effective, most efficient. I kind of went into it slowly. At the beginning, you know, now 15 years ago or so, I wanted to adapt things to my body. Wasn't quite sure. I felt I needed to train with more volume in order to be effective, until I took the leap of faith and just followed the plan exactly as it was outlined, with no alterations to what I thought my body needed. And that's when my body really took off. After the age of 40, I won 2 national championships, especially when I got very, very specific with this Max OT training program. And you can find out all the information about Max OT on the AST Sports Science website at ast-ss.com. That's www.ast-ss.com. There's a free, intense, thorough 12-week training program that you're going to need to sign up to with your email to get access to it. And it explains all this ins and outs of this great program that I want you to try. But again, it's getting the best results in the shortest period of time, and that's what you need to focus on when you're in the gym. Don't confuse just being in there for a couple hours and letting yourself off the hook, so to speak, or thinking just because, okay, I checked off going in the gym for 2-3 hours a day, I must be doing the right things for my body. No, it's what you do in that gym, and the things that we'll talk about today, the things that you'll bring up, we'll find out how to get the most in the shortest amount of time, so you won't burn out, so you won't get frustrated, so you won't get overwhelmed, so you won't have scheduling problems. Just get in and get it done, all right? The third one we talked about is they underestimate the importance of heavy training when trying to build more muscle. There's so many different training programs out there for so many different things. And the mistake, again, is that they underestimate the importance of heavy training when striving to build more muscle. And I emphasize more muscle because, you know, we're not endurance trainers. We're not performance trainers. We're just trying to develop with the physique in the shortest period of time, building muscle. And that's done through heavy training. Now, when I talk about heavy training, I'm not talking about too heavy a training. I'm not talking about training that you're going to get hurt or use form that is so ineffective you're not hitting the muscle group. We're not totally selling out to train heavy. It's just that the body's an adapting machine. We have to put an emphasis on heavy overloading the muscle training if we want it to adapt and grow bigger. It's as simple as that. Now, it's very important when I talk about that is who you're listening to out there. A lot of times, hey, I can tell you what, if I'm not motivated, if I'm not focused when I enter the gym, it's going to really affect my mindset when I attack that heavy weight. Am I, in the back of my mind, am I thinking about injury? Is it just, you know, am I lazy to put on more weight? Or am I too lazy to look at my record to see what I trained last week or the week before to make sure I continually try to progress and do more for myself? All right? So heavy is relative. Heavy is a mindset. Heavy is something that you have to walk in with that mindset and appreciating its value. So when you listen to the guy in the gym who says, hey, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Well, number one is maybe he trains heavily already, or maybe he can get better results if he did put more emphasis on heavy training. Again, the body's an adapting machine. Number four, bodybuilders, the things that bodybuilders do to mess up their training habits, or they overestimate the need for perfect form. Talked about that last week about, you know, form is, you know, okay, you want to execute. You want to hit the targeted muscle group. You want to hit that directly. You don't want to incorporate a lot of different body parts. At the same time, you want to shoot for the heaviest weight. And when you challenge yourself to go up higher and higher, higher up the rack, do more and more weight, you know, your form is going to suffer, especially when you challenge yourself going forward. Yet, just like anything in life, to get good at it, it's going to take practice. You're going to have a little bit not so good form as you on your way to develop better form. All right, give yourself that leeway. Give yourself that grace time to develop better form with the heavier weight. Again, going back to number three, is that heavy weight builds more muscle in the shortest period of time. And then we go to number four, about the need for form. Okay, we have to try lifting that heavier weight. We have to push ourselves and deal with the uncomfortable period without at the same time, you know, getting a good value between that sloppy form that's just going to hurt you, it's not hitting the muscle. That's not what we want. That's not what I'm talking about. At the same time, we don't want to have that wimpy personal trainer, 189-pound weakling form, and I'm just so strict and rigid just so I get the approval of other people in the gym that are doing something exactly right. Or I'm so fearful about lifting weights that's too heavy or not using the perfect form where I'm going to hurt myself. Right? That type of mindset. I care about what people think about my form or the mindset that I'm so worried about injury. Now, I can understand the concern of those things, but we're there to build muscle. We're there to build muscle in the shortest period of time, and we set the standards. We don't go away with what people think. So those are things to think about. A couple other points when it comes to heavy weight or form type things when a fearful person might say, oh, well, I don't want to get hurt. Well, if you think about some of the times that you've been injured, all right, is it because you've lifted too heavy of a weight? Is it because your form was really too loose? Is that how you really got injured? And here's the other thing is, do you walk around and see people getting injured in the gym every single day that you're in there? Is that a real concern? How about just focusing, knowing what you want, focusing on the muscle that you're working, that targeted muscle group, you know, not talking, not focused, not letting your mind get distracted, and going in with the attitude of what you want to accomplish versus what you're worried about, what other people think about your form or getting hurt. Go for what you do want. Focus on what you do want. And don't run away from what you don't want. So go for a proper value between that sloppy form that's going to hurt you and not hit the muscle group and form that's so strict with weights that's so light that you're too rigid. Go for that happy balance, and that's the right form that you need to overload and tax the muscle. If I'm bringing up any hot points with you, if I'm stimulating any questions, call in. We have quite a few members in the chat room. We have quite a few members right now I can see that are listening to this live. Call up. Get some free coaching. The number is 347-326-9145. 347-326-9145. So we have a caller on a 610 area code. Caller, are you there?
Hey, Skip, it's Derek Adams in Pennsylvania. How are you?
I am awesome. Derek, how are you? So last week we talked about the training habits. You have any comments on that as we go forward this week with some new distinctions, some new challenges that bodybuilders run into?
Well,
any questions that you have?
Actually, I think we all can relate to some of these things because I know myself, just like I've heard you mention before, I used to work out for, 3 hours at a time when I first started training. And over the years, I've gotten a lot more intelligent with my approach. But, everything you're mentioning, I used to do the opposite. 3 hours at a time, no real plan when I went in to train, wasn't really focused, was talking to people. And that's just gotten so much better over the years, and your results just skyrocket once you get a plan together.
Right, and the thing is that you got good results probably anyway, right? Sometimes it's just showing up to the gym, just putting any kind of effort, you're going to get results. And if you're happy with those results, especially at the beginning, you think, well, why change things, right?
Right, exactly.
What happened? You ran into a plateau or a sticking point. What caused you to not train in the gym for 3 hours? Or adopt new strategies?
I guess reading all the popular muscle magazines and finally coming across better information. But then eventually I started following your career and following what you did. And that helped me, get even better at things.
Right. Okay. So, I can certainly understand that. I mean, I had that same passion, enthusiasm. Hey, every routine out there that has been done, I did that. I was so passionate when I first started. I thought that more was better. I really enjoyed the gym. I really enjoyed working hard. And in most things in life, the harder you work, the more you put into it, the better results that you'll get. And that's only true up to a certain point when it comes to your physique development, your training, your bodybuilding, building the most muscle in the shortest period of time. It was hard to let that go because, just like most people, I got great results from what I was doing. It was when I was no longer satisfied. I have a lot of people who email or call me, and they talk about training plateaus. Everybody, that's their biggest fear. That's what people, they suffer. That's when that overwhelm happens. That's when people, they get that realization that what they're doing isn't good enough. And that's what those make it or break it points for people. They're going to go forward and try to find a way to figure out this complex puzzle of all the training, nutrition, and all the different training routines, how to put it together by being persistent, or they're going to get so frustrated and overwhelmed with this plateau, the source of pain. Are they going to break through it and get smarter and put themselves through changing what they're doing, or are they going to quit? Like a lot of people do. I mean, if you look around the gym, I mean, you may notice all the people, all the guys in the gym who you train with that have been there for a consistent, a long period of time. But if you really think about all the bodies that have gone in and out of that gym, yeah, I mean, it would probably outnumber the people that you are regulars, probably, I don't know, probably 50 to 1, who knows. A lot of people get frustrated. They lack of uncertainty in knowing what they're doing, and it happens at different levels, and I just don't want that to happen with you. And it's when we toughen up, when we get through those, and we find different ways. I think probably another, a third variable that they do when they kind of run and they try all these things is that they just stay where they are. They found a training routine that they may have gotten results, and maybe they tried that, I don't know, within 3 months of training. Well, now it's 3 years later, and they're still using the same training routine. And the theory is, and I can understand that, is, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. The thing about it is that, boy, you came up with that strategy 3 months into your training. Maybe there's a better strategy out there. Maybe there's a more effective and efficient way to get the results you want. That's the way it was for me. I just was thinking about it. I've been with AST Sports Science working with Paul Dearda now for 15 years. God, 15 years. Where does the time go, Derek, huh?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Yeah. And you guys enjoy your time in the gym. Enjoy your time in the gym and enjoy this time that you're going, because time passes by quickly. And that can be a positive thing and a negative thing. It's not going to be positive if you waste your time. You're in and out of the gym. You're inconsistent. Now it's going to be 5 years later or 15 years later, and you've really done nothing because you weren't consistent. Or it can be a positive thing, and you think, well, all I need to do is day by day, week by week, put my time in, boom, I'm going to have an amazing physique. It's that concept of time that you have. Are you going to make that work for you or against you? Are you going to be patient that as long as I put in the effort, I challenge myself every workout, every week, every month, then I'll go to that next level eventually, because time just goes by. It just stacks up without us knowing it. I mean, can you believe that there's already 3 months gone here in 2008? Well, what if we would have had a mindset that I'm just going to chip away every single day, and then you already have 3 months, one quarter of the year already down? That's using time to your benefit. Using time to your disadvantage is when you think, oh, I got to hurry up and get this, and get frustrated, like I said, overwhelmed. Nothing's fast enough. And, Derek, you've probably seen both sides of those trainers in the gym, right?
Yeah, exactly. Those are the guys that they take certain things to speed up results. But what ends up happening is that they'll go hard for the summer months, and then in the wintertime they slack off, and then all of a sudden they're back to step one again.
Right, right. Well, we'll talk about that. You know, one thing is whatever the goal they have in mind. And that's one of the points that I'm going to come up to is obviously in the summer months when they're going to take off their clothes or outside barbecues and shorts and days on the beach, they have that goal in mind, and that's what motivates them to train. I'm going to go quickly, and Derek, you stay on the line. And for anyone else, I see quite a few people in the chat room. Guys, call me up, 347-326-9145. 347-326-9145. Tell you, I get so many emails during the week, it's very difficult for me to actually answer all those. And then in the specific manners that you would like, try to send people to different websites, whether it's my website at www.skiplacour.com, to the AST Sports Science website at www.ast-ss.com, or any other websites for information. A lot of this stuff I've already written about. I can cut and paste it. I try to do that, yet people want that individualized personal attention to help them get through what they're going through right now. Certainly understand that. This is your time to call. Get it, pick up the phone, call in, tell me about your particular situation, and let's get it handled. Let's get it handled once and for all. So now we're going to move on this week to more of the 10 stupid things that bodybuilders do to mess up their training habits. Number five is they waste time and energy doing too many warm-up sets during their workouts. Right? They do too many warm-up sets during their workouts and waste a lot of time and energy. Okay? When we talk about effort intensity, we talk about stamina. All right, to get the most out of your workouts, you have to remember it's those heavy overload working sets that produce all the results. Not all the different warm-up sets, not all the different warm-up reps, okay? So what do I mean? What's a typical thing that maybe I did back in the day before I understood these concepts more thoroughly? All right, let's just say chest day, right? Hey, typical Monday in the gym, chest day, right? So let's just start with some flat bench press. I'd get on there and I'd get one lighter weight, do about 12 reps. I'd get put a little bit more on, do 12 reps, put a little bit more on, do 12 reps, put a little more on, do 12 reps. All right. Now I'm warmed up. Actually, that's almost a workout all by itself with the understanding that I have now about training. All right. So 12 times 4, I just did 48 reps with, you know, various weights. But now I'm ready. Now I'm ready to do heavy and do that workout, all right? So what I do is that I probably did 4 sets of heavy bench press, all right? Okay, so now it's time to go to the second exercise, because in that time, the mistakes that I made was confusing that volume and training for effectiveness, all those exercises, all those sets and reps. For intensity and effectiveness. So I probably went on to one of my 4 or 5 chest exercises for that day. And that was because I was really determined to have a big chest, so more weight, more reps, more volume, more work, more sweat, more blood, more tears. That's going to give me bigger muscles, right? Or so I thought. So when I went to the next exercise, let's just say I did some incline bench presses. I do the same thing with warming up. I do I do a set of 12 reps, another set of 12 reps, another set of 12 reps, another set of 12 reps, and then go again, 2x4 sets of heavy overload exercises. Let's just say with just those two exercises in this particular workout that I'm talking about that I used to do back when I made the stupid mistakes that bodybuilders do to mess up their training habits. Let's see, 48 reps over four sets to warm up for my bench press, and then four sets, all right, of heavy. Then I would go to the next exercise. I did those 48 more reps over four sets again, and then I did my four heavy sets. That's a lot of volume right then and there. And let me ask you something. Do you really think you're getting the overload taxing muscle at that second exercise on the fourth set? That's your eighth heavy set after doing, what's that, your 16th set? If you include the warm-up sets and you're only on your second exercise, heck, I still have two or three more exercises left on my chest routine to get it done. See, all that warming up is not even necessary. It's taking off the intensity and the volume and my strength and energy from those heavy sets. All right, so what is the right way to do that? Well, what you want to do is when you warm up, just the basic concept in mind is you want to use the least amount of reps and use the lightest amount of weight during those warm-up sets, all right? That's not the exercise. Remember, the least amount of weight, the fewest amount of reps to get the job done. And what's the job done? Get the motion, get yourself familiar with the motion, loosen up those muscles, get them warmed up, get yourself mentally and emotionally confident to challenge yourself to the heavy weight. That's what warming up is all about, all right? Start with a weight, a light weight, maybe do your 12 reps. Then on your second warm-up set, you want to use maybe a little bit more weight. This is all broken down in the Max OT program if you want to talk about percentages. I know that there are some of you out there that work very well when things are explained to you in certain percentages, right? Well, you get more weight. Let's just do like six reps. The third set for that bench press, maybe I'll get a challenging weight that's about 75% of my max, and I'll just do two reps. And then I'll get almost 90%, let's say, and I'll just do one rep. Right? Significantly fewer repetitions with significantly lighter weight to get my chest warmed. It's ready now. It's warmed up. I'm ready to go. I'm familiar with the movement. I'm mentally, emotionally ready to go, and here we go. Now put all that energy, all those sets and reps, all that time that I spent in warming up, is now into the heavy overload sets, all right? So that's a rule of thumb. Again, for more details, sign up for the Max OT training course. Go to www.ast-ss.com, and then there's a box. Look for the Max OT logo. It'll send you a passcode, then you get free access to go through all the ins and outs, all the details described by the master of Max OT training, Paul Delia, in specific detail, all right? So we're done with chest now. Well, now let's go to the next exercise that I talked about, the incline barbell press. All right, so what am I going to do now? Am I going to warm up? I'm going to do four sets of warming up. Well, after that muscle's already warmed up, so to speak, but what if we're not feeling comfortable? It's a different movement, all right? So the first thing is, do you feel comfortable right now with that second exercise to go right into the heavy weight? Save yourself time, energy, focus. Do you feel ready? It could be a movement that you're familiar with, that you're confident with. Because if you can skip those warm-up sets or those any sets now, that would be ideal. Save you time, energy, and effort. Get in and out of the gym in an hour or so, right? So are you ready? If not, well, what do? Well, Maslow, he describes that phase as an acclimation set. It's not a warm-up set because you're already warmed up when you did the first exercise. You're going to acclimate the body to this new movement. And that could be physically the motion, or it could be mentally and emotionally. Just want to make sure I do this right before I jump into the heavy set. All right, so it's an acclimation set. Acclimation sets should be one set, at the very most two acclimation sets, but that is it. And I say one is usually enough. Get just a moderate weight and go through that motion. Get yourself just familiar with the motion. Get your mind ready for it, and then go right to the heavy weight. Then we go on to the next exercise. Same thing. If you need an acclimation set, use it. If not, go right to the heavy set. Can you see where this type of training shaves off so much time, so much mental energy, and it puts the energy where it belongs, into the heavy set, and it doesn't duplicate or waste all that effort in warming up? All right, so that's one of the number five is that what bodybuilders do to mess up their training habits, or they waste time and energy doing too many warm-up sets during the workout. So, and we talked about the solutions to that. I have a caller on the 516 area code. Caller, are you there? Caller on the 516 area code, are you there?
I'm here, Skip.
All right. Who am I speaking with?
Speaking with Dirk Ramsey in Long Island.
How are you today, sir?
I'm great.
Awesome. Great. So do you have a question for me?
Yeah, I actually started following the Max OT routine for close to a year now, and it gave me some great gains. I'm a very hard gainer.
I stop you right there. Let me ask you something. For you, and I didn't get your first name. Your name is?
It's Dirk.
Dirk. Okay, Dirk.
Right.
All right, you called up here for coaching. You're investing your time. Do I have permission to do whatever it takes in the short period of time to just help you get the results you want? If I see you use language patterns or things that I think I can do to help you, do I have my permission to butt in and give you that help?
Absolutely.
Okay. Don't describe yourself as a hard gainer. All right? And that's for all of you people out there. The mind, if you've read my writing, if you know what I'm all about, this is all mental. It's about you putting forth your effort, being consistent. It's you being tough enough to make it through 3 years to 5 years, all right? Hard gainer compared to what? So, let's see, you're a hard gainer compared to that quadriplegic that is in the hospital down the street. You have a hard time gaining compared to him. I'm being funny with you. Oh, no. So you're not comparing yourself to him. Who you're comparing yourself to? Mr. Olympia, the NPC national champion, that freak in your gym. When you say you're a hard gainer, what message are you sending to your mind? I'm a hard gainer. That means I'm going to work very hard. I'm going to work harder than most. I'm going to diet more strictly than most. I'm going to put in more effort and get the least amount of results because I'm a hard gainer. All right? How empowered are you going to do to do all these things that we're talking about with that identity that you tagged on yourself that you're a hard gainer? I'm asking you, think about it right now, and this isn't just for you, Dirk. This is for everyone out there. You're a hard gainer compared to whom?
Well, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I guess you got to prepare the mind and be more positive about it.
About it right now. You're a hard gainer compared to who? The law of relativity in life is nothing has any value. Nothing has any value whatsoever. Nothing is good or bad. It's not a lot or a little, high or low, up or down. Nothing has any value in life unless you compare it to somebody else. You proudly, well, maybe not so proud, you took on the identity of a hard gainer. Hard, easy, you picked hard, so you must. With the law of relativity, you must be comparing that to whom, to what? To another person in your gym, to what you really wish you could be, to the people in the magazines. I mean, let's just break it down right now. This one distinction right here can help you and all our callers immediately, okay? So you're a hard gainer compared to whom?
I guess the guys in the gym that I see continue, growing twice as fast as I am, and I feel I'm putting as much or double the effort.
Okay. And that may or may not be true. We don't know that. I don't know your situation, Dirk. A lot of the men that I coach, the people that I coach, they think that they're doing everything. You know, they're doing everything right. That may or may not be the case. They give them maybe a little bit too much credit, and they discredit what the guys in the gym do. I mean, we really don't know. And the quality of a person's physique is determined those 23 hours that they're not in the gym, what you don't see, okay? You may show up just like that other guy in the gym. He may be getting better results. You don't really know what he does. We would have to really break that down and talk about different standards. As I am not competing anymore, I have a greater appreciation. When people say, well, how can you do this? How can you do this drug-free? I mean, I would tell them, well, this is what I do. Now that I'm not competing, I know exactly why I do, why I achieve such a high level. You know why that is, Dirk?
What? No, I don't. What's that, Skip?
I never missed a meal. Never, ever missed a meal. Never, ever, ever. In 15 years, 8 times a day, and then it became 11 feedings. I never missed a meal. My life was revolved around eating. No relationships. I even quit my job to find a way to earn money doing what I love to do so I can never miss a meal. All right? That's what I do. So if someone said to me, I do everything the way he does, why does he get better results? Hey, there's no way he's drug-free. You know what? Well, I train as hard as Skip. I do the things that he does. I don't know too many people, you know, with regular lives that would dedicate that much effort. And I'm not blowing my own horn. Actually, I'm looking back and saying, wow, you know, I need to do that now if I want that same type of physique. All right? So I would break down is, are you doing everything? And that's maybe some things we can talk about a little later in the show. This is really to talk about this hard gainer thing. So now you're comparing to yourself. Let's break it down a little. How many guys really, I want you to give me a number, are those guys you talk about, like you give this impression, maybe it's in your mind, that all those guys in your gym that work just as hard as you or you work harder than that have better physiques and get better gains. So I want you to give me a number. How many of those guys are there?
It's a small percentage.
I'm putting you to the flame right now, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm doing my best to give you the best coaching right now. So tell me, give me a number. Is that 3? Is that 5? Is it 10 guys in the gym that you're comparing yourself to?
I'm probably comparing myself to about 5 guys.
5 guys in this great big world, right? So there's 5 guys in your gym. All right, give me a rough estimate of all the guys in your gym that you blow their physique away, that you're a lot easier of a gainer than them.
I would say the majority of them.
The majority, so what, 50, 80? Not, those are just the guys that show up to the gym.
Guys,
what about all those guys who quit in frustration?
Right. I would say 50 to 100.
And I would say it's probably 500 if you count the guys that just showed up for a couple of days and quit, right, because they weren't getting the results, right?
Right.
So there's 5 guys that you're comparing yourself that are better than you that may or may not be working hard. Let's just say for the sake of argument, you are working harder than them and you're having a tough game. So 5 are better, you 500 aren't, you know, they don't pack on muscle than you. Okay, so that's what you describe as a hard gainer, Dirk?
Yeah, I'm a competitive guy, Skip.
Yeah, well, I understand that. I'm trying to help you. I really believe the mindset is the most important thing here. It's by far the most important thing. Are you a married guy, Dirk?
Yes, I am. Married with 2 children.
Okay, you know what? Your wife, she just adopted a mindset, and it's, I'm a horrible wife. It's hard for me to be a wife. I mean, I put in all the effort. I'm just not a very good wife. Would you want her to walk around with that mindset?
Absolutely.
Oh, here comes a challenge. I got a challenge with the kids and their homework and my time management. Oh, I'm a hard gainer as a wife. I put in the time and effort. I just can't do it like all the other wives, right?
Absolutely.
What would you tell her? Would you tell her that's making her efforts and her experience and her happiness and fulfillment as being a wife, even her productivity, by describing herself as a hard wife or however you want to say it? Is that mindset empowering to what she wants? Or is it disempowering?
It's definitely disempowering. It's not something I would imagine telling my wife.
Right. You want her to say, whether it's true or not, you don't want her to adopt that because it's only making her journey harder. Or is it like a built-in rationalization, to use a tough word, or is that a built-in excuse? You know what I mean? That kind of gives you leeway that you're going to put all your time and effort, Dirk. You're going to show up to the gym. You're going to eat your meals. You're going to be focused and competitive and intense. But I left myself this little escape hatch if it doesn't turn out the way that I want. Well, I'm a hard gainer.
I hear you.
Are you setting up a little parachute?
I thought about it that way. You know, I've always looked at myself as a long and lanky type guy, but I figured those are the guys that find it difficult to build muscle mass and whatnot. And I, follow the routines and the dieting and the max OT routine and whatnot. And
right.
I don't see myself making those quick gains. I say, hey, well, that's my physique.
Okay. Yeah, compared to the five guys that are ahead of you. That are probably, how tall are you, Dirk?
I'm 6 feet.
So you're a tall guy. You know, what's the average height of a man these days in the United States? Like 5'6", 5'7"? Hey, out of those, do you ever want to be 5'7"? Would you trade, if you can gain a little bit more muscle, would you rather be 5'7"?
No, I'll stay with the 6 feet.
Yeah, hell no, right? Okay, so out of those five guys who are building more muscle than you, how many of them are under 6 feet? Can I answer that for you, all of them?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
You want to be one of those short little guys anyway, right? You see what I'm saying? This is all how you manipulate this in your mind. When people ask you, well, how can you be successful? How can you do this? It's all this mind manipulation. It's looking at a situation in the most empowering ways. You don't want to look like those little shits anyway, right? So it's all about you having the most muscular physique with your tall 6 foot frame. I mean, heck, you walk into a business room at 6 foot, you're taller than the majority of the men in the room, you're getting instant respect. Not only because you're taller, it's a mental signal to other men of power, that alpha power, you being taller. Also, when you're in shape for a 6 footer, how many other guys at your work even work out?
I actually, there's one other guy that's following the max OT routine, and he's making tremendous gains.
Okay, well, so there's one other guy. My point is, here you are. You've got an awesome 6 foot physique, better than most, a lot better than most. You know, if I were to find out how old you are and then compare it to other people your age, I bet you're probably in the top 5% in the world of 6 footer guys at your age who train. And you throw in things like you're balancing all with a happy marriage and kids and things like that. You probably feel like a really special guy right now, huh?
Well, the way you make it sound, yeah, thanks.
Well, am I taking the same facts of your life and just manipulating it in a way that empowers you versus saying, I'm a hard gainer and, you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely, I appreciate
it. Yeah, okay, and I appreciate you letting me play in with you, Dirk, because that's something that comes up quite often. And I like that, something that I can take and have a little fun with you, and thanks for being a good sport. I can say something because I can help our entire listening audience, too. All right.
No, I appreciate
so now
you.
That.
Thank you.
Okay. So now that I let you get through your first sentence, what was your question again?
Well, I guess you basically answered it. It's the way my mindset towards gaining and just following everything, the routine, all the supplements, taking, the BP, everything, as the bracketing method, following it. And I thought I would be making greater gains, but to be quite honest with you, since following this routine, I need to let you know that I have made more gains faster than I've ever had in the last 15 years of working out.
That's awesome.
I thought, hey, this is a very intense routine. You have to stay with it, the dieting, the supplements, to the T. And maybe I should be making more instead of packing on that 15 to 18 pounds of muscle. Maybe I should have packed on 20 to 25.
Right. Yeah. It sounds like you're winning the game. That's something I deal with a lot. Is many times we're winning the game. Excuse me, but we feel like we're losing, and that's not a good mindset to have. You got to enjoy the winning so you can add more momentum, more power and strength to it. And so it sounds like you made some great gains, and it sounds like you're doing everything right. That's that competitive nature. Sometimes it's a double-edged sword. I, just from talking to you and my experience with dealing with so many people, your competitive nature is what's giving you the drive and determination to find these Maxwell T principles, to follow them to a T, to do them for so many years and get the results. Now, on the flip side, that competitive nature might be causing a little bit of angst, but, you know, I think that maybe we've handled that. You may be doing everything right, and you may be getting the results that you want. You ever walk past the mirror, Dirk, and you see yourself and go, wow, this stuff isn't really working, all this training, everything, what am I doing with my time? You ever walk past the mirror and see that guy in the reflection?
Yeah, I think we've all done that a few times, yes.
Okay. How about 24 hours later, 36
Absolutely.
Hours later,
you
walk
great.
Past that mirror and say, who is that stud? Look at those guns. Is that, yep, that's me, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, did your body magically change just in 24 or 36 hours?
No,
it didn't. It's the same body. So it's just how you're looking at that, maybe how many carbs in your system or whatever, okay? We got to be able to withstand those ups and downs to keep on going. Sounds like you're doing great, Dirk. Everything, like I said, thanks for letting me play with you. Keep on keeping on. See yourself as winning because you are. And most of us who are just showing up at the gym, striving for the next level, we are winning. That's our competitive nature, always striving for more. Just don't let that gnaw too much and get in the way of you continuing to make progress. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Dirk. Hey, I have a caller from the 586 area code. Caller, are you there?
Hey, Skip, how you doing?
I am awesome.
Hello?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Kevin Frizzard from Clinton Township, Michigan.
Kevin, how are you?
I am doing great.
Okay, what's your question, Kevin?
I have a question as far as max OT routine. That's what I've been following the past couple of years.
Okay.
I want to know, like, as far as bringing up weak points, if there's any way you can set it up without overtraining the muscle.
Right. Yeah, good question. So now you tell me if I'm wrong. I'm just through my experience and helping others, see if you're in the same situation. You have the belief, or you're wondering if you should add more sets or reps to a particular routine of a body part that you're struggling with right now, or you perceive you're struggling with. Am I right?
Not necessarily. It's just I don't want to do, like, say, I'd rather do two sets of incline, go over to do, like, because I'm trying to bring up my upper chest.
Right.
I'd rather do, like, two sets of incline so I could stay in that 4 to 6 range and then move over and do incline dumbbell or something like that just so I have maximum energy on both of them.
Okay. So you're basically, so your variation that you're thinking about to a max O2 routine is to switch the order of the exercises. Am I right?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, just, I'm sure.
What is your plan? Let me start this. Okay. So we have a max OT routine. What, and the body part that you're challenged with is your chest, let's say. All
right.
And
right.
So you're asking
sure
me, what can I do to put more emphasis for the development of my chest? And am I right? What can I do with that max OT training routine to get more specialized in my weak points in my chest, right? Did you come up with any variations or solutions that your mind may have thought up to do, or any plans that you're thinking to switch the order so you do those incline movements before the other ones? Is that what your plan is?
That's what I'd like to do, but, I mean, I struggle with incline barbell press. It's actually hard. It's like at your gym on your video, how the incline's too steep. I have to kind of fight with the bench.
Okay.
It's the same way. So I get frustrated, obviously, and we end up doing I start out with incline dumbbell, and then we'll do flat barbell, and then I move over. I try to do that incline barbell again, and we pretty much call it a day on chest.
Right. So you added that one in there. Okay, well, number one is when you have a weak body part, there's a couple things to think about. Number one is, what is the execution of that movement? Am I really hitting the target of muscle group? I may think I am. I may be doing it the way I've always done it. I may be doing it just like my training partner. No one's ever told me this is the wrong way. Maybe you bought my Pachyon Muscle Max-OT training DVD that you can get at www.skipcore.com. That's my Pachyon Muscle Max-OT training DVD. Shameless plug there. Anyway, you might see, well, this is the way that Skip does it. This is the way that he explained it. And you may feel that's the way you're doing it. That may or may not be true. Constantly challenge yourself that you're not just doing the exercise. You're not just putting in your time and reps. Are you actually stimulating that particular muscle group? What I would say, what from my experience of observing people in the gym, is it's very important with that to hit that inclined chest, that the movement at the top is like above your eyes, you're looking up. And it's almost like a banana shape as it comes almost around your face and hitting your upper chest. Okay, your upper chest, right underneath your chin, almost where you're going to have to lift your chin to get it there, and that's where you push it through. A lot of times I find that trainers, they will have it too low, and it may be just an inch or two lower on your chest and not just right under that chin. It's not only just right under your chin. You have to lift your chin up to get the bar in that right spot, all right?
Right.
Too low hits a different part of the chest. It also incorporates a lot of shoulders. So it's things like that, and then when it comes up, it's got to round out your face and hit at a higher point too. Now, are you conceptualizing that angle? So I'm on an incline, and I'm bringing it down around my face. I'm lifting up my chin so I can get it really up in that upper chest, and that's whether a bar or you can use that same imagination with dumbbells. And then it's almost like I have to lift my chin up so that because it's coming so closely to it, and then ending up on a slight bower arc backwards, a banana shape back, and that's what hits the upper chest. Got to really play with that. Use lighter weight if that's what your sticking point is. If that's what your stubborn body part is, you got to find a different way to hit that muscle. There's something that you're doing that isn't hitting it exactly right, and that's the first thing I would encourage those of you with stubborn body parts to do. Are you hitting the muscle directly? That's number one, because usually it's a twitch of the elbow here. It's a slightly different movement that makes all the difference in the world. And sometimes we're just doing exercise. We don't dig too deeply into that. So I would just say that try quite a few different ways on how you can better hit that muscle. That's first and foremost. Sets. More sets, more reps, maybe different exercises. You know, the muscle, it's all formed the same way. Some people say there's no such thing as an upper chest versus a regular chest. It's all just the movement, okay? So, you know, the last thing, I hate to use these factors, is that maybe the chest is shaped in a manner that you just wish it was different. A lot of times people say, oh, I want a better peak on my bicep. Well, that's just how their muscle is shaped. And what their job to do is just to get the most out of their genetic potential by getting the most out of that muscle, doing the best with the shape that you have. So, hey, call again next week. We can talk more about that. We have about a minute left in the show. I want to get one more caller in. We have a caller from the 413 area code. Call really quick. What's your question? What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, Skip. This is Brad. I'm from Westfield, Mass.
Hey, Brad.
And, my question is, it goes as far as contest prep. I've been training for 6 years now, and I'm ready to enter a contest, but I don't quite know exactly how to prepare for it before the show. Like,
right.
I know I want to get as shredded as I can. And you know.
Okay, that's a good question. We're running down here to the end of the show. I do want to offer this to you, and it was Brad, and to anyone out there. For 4 years, four solid years, I documented all of my contest preparation on a daily journal. 4 years, two national championship contest victories. Send me an email to skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. I'm going to give you free access to all that information as it deals with contest preparation. I mean, it's months and months and months of work and writing, and that's going to help you a lot more than anything we can do on this telephone call. Hey, if you're a bargain shopper and you're looking for supplements, go to fitrx.com, F-I-T-R-X.com. great deals on all the supplements. You can get your AST Sports Science supplements there, and you can also get them any other herbs or vitamins that AST doesn't. You can get that there too. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next week.
Blog Talk Radio.